First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Orlando Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Orlando Forbes. OrlandoForbes.com is her website. Hi, Orlando.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're going to talk about this survey from Flight Center Canada, talking about disruptions, travel disruptions. Interesting survey, some interesting findings saying that 82% of Canadian travelers have faced some form of travel disruption. That is an extremely high number. And we're going to dive into, flight delays, delayed luggage. This is what they're talking about when they define travel disruption. It's flight delay, lost or delayed luggage, flight cancellations, missed connections, flight changes due to overbooking, accommodation changes due to overbooking, and refusal of departure. Does it seem like a high number to you?
No, actually, I think it's actually pretty realistic in today's world of travel. There's so many things that can impact your journey. It could be a ripple effect, from a flight delay from another carrier, or not even another carrier, the carrier that's, coming in to take you to a different destination. So I think you hear more and more about the challenges that you can incur. So it's always good to be prepared. And there's lots of things you can do yourselves as a traveler, working with your travel agent in preparing for such things.
That is very true. And we're going to discuss some of those things. Let's talk about flight delays. I guess it depends on the delay. Like, I was thinking back of how the airlines define a delay. And you see these on-time records all the time, the best airline with the best on-time record. How they define on-time is within 15 minutes. So if they're within 15 minutes of their scheduled arrival time, they're on time, meaning if they're 16 minutes, they're late. But, a 20-minute delay or a half-hour delay, maybe even an hour delay, isn't really that inconvenient. If you're talking about 4 or 5 hours and you're sitting on the tarmac, that's a whole other story, right? So it depends on the degree of the delay, right?
Right, and that's exactly it. And with regards to delays, we were talking about it previously. If you have a connection, you can actually, maybe think about making that connection more than what they deem as a legal connecting time, depending on the destination, because it does vary based on domestic and international flights as well. So for an example, if you're going to on a long haul trip to Australia, we know that Air Canada has nonstop flights, Vancouver to Sydney. But getting from Calgary, do you really want to miss that long haul flight? So maybe you should have more than 2 hours. So there's things like that you can factor in when you're making your flight arrangements. For example, if you're going on a cruise or a tour, go in the day before, just because there could be that flight delay or cancellation of flight.
Yeah, exactly. And, 63% of people say they've experienced flight delays. I have too. It was a half hour. I remember it was in Vancouver and it wasn't really a big deal. But yeah, when you're talking about missed connections, 25% of people miss their connection and we don't know the reason why. But leaving yourself a larger window for error certainly would help in, making sure that you don't miss that connection. Some people, they'll have an hour between flights. And, depending on the size of the airport, you may be running after your connection.
And, and it also has ripple effects too. Like, say your flight is delayed. We had clients that were coming home from Portugal. Their flight from Lisbon to Montreal was delayed, so they missed their connecting flight that they were originally scheduled on. They were booked in premium economy, but the thing is, they didn't get the first available flight that they got home, and that flight that they did get, they had no premium economy left. So you're now in economy class. So not only are your flight times affected, but it could also affect your class of service that you originally were booked in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. I never thought of that either. And yes, you have no control over the first flight. If it's delayed, then that really backs you up. So yeah, rule of thumb, give yourself lots of time between connections. Flight cancellations, 28% say that they're involved in flight cancellations. There isn't really too much you can do about that, especially when weather has a factor in a lot of it.
Right. And we're now in hurricane season in the Caribbean. So it affects, you know, a lot of destinations that could be onward travel does occur, such as Florida, where a lot of cruises depart from. People, you know, it's funny. People don't think you're going to Cancun during summer, but it's amazing how many people do go because they mm-hmm. want to get married there. It's a huge wedding destination and group destination. So it not could just affect you, but affect plans. So like if you're booking your wedding, don't do it maybe the second or the third day. Do it midweek or however long that you're staying, that you have a few days to recover from any flight delays or reroutings that occur. So always try to think ahead with regards to, you don't want to think worst case scenarios, but you also don't want to stress yourself out with having to deal with, especially if you're going to a very important event like your wedding, having to worry about missing it, right?
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that.
Yeah.
And another one is 37% of people said they lost or delayed luggage. I've only had this happen to me once. It wasn't really a big deal. So again, when you say you don't want to assume the worst, or I think if you plan for the worst, then you're not affected as much. And so, yeah, any necessary items that you may need, or just a simple change of clothes you can put in your carry-on, would be something to tide you over if they lose your luggage.
I think that's the best idea ever, because, you know, you have your toiletries. Make sure you always have your medication, right? But also, yeah, you don't want to live in the same clothes 2 or 3 days. So I think always take a good change of clothes. Like you don't want to be bogged down by lots of clothes, but good to have that extra set just in case there's something that goes awry. And also, yes, it could be lost or delayed luggage, but there's also a situation that we've encountered where somebody thinks your luggage is their luggage and they take it. So you have to wait for it to come back to the airport. So it's not just lost or delayed. It's somebody not checking your tags on your bags. And also that really, it's another point, is make sure that you are well identified on your bags, whether it's those frilly pink ribbons that you see people have, yes, or just, you know, lots of different places where your name is identified, so that people because there's lots of blue bags out there, right? And there's lots of black bags out there. there's always something that could happen. So like you say, be prepared, right? Because you just don't want to be in that state of anxiousness. That's the worst thing that could happen with regards to that. And you know, and as far as, you know, when you get to your accommodation, looking at this survey, there could be a change due to overbooking. 10% say that could happen. So again, just, I think as a traveler today, you have to be flexible and open and be patient, because there's so many factors that can influence your journey.
And overriding all of this is travel insurance, which we talk about so many times on this show, and we won't get into it. But travel insurance covers a lot of these issues, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, that is. It's peace of mind to have it. There's some insurances, flight accident, that are included in some of your, anything that has a cancellation component in your insurance. And that kicks in after a 4-hour delay. So that will help you with meal costs. You know, depends on how long you're delayed for, and depends on the coverage of that particular travel insurance provider. But, you know, I always think insurance is peace of mind. It protects you, it protects your investment, and it's something to definitely to consider. I know people think that they're covered through their credit card or through their work coverage, which is fine, but just make sure you know the terms and conditions and the limitations and the benefits, so that you're not caught off guard as well. And it also comes into play you have to pay with that credit card to get that credit card insurance, right? You just can't assume that it's going to cover you if you have like a frequent flyer ticket and such that you didn't pay for with, like you paid for it with points. You still should get insurance because you're not covered, right?
Very true. Always great advice, always good tips, and always good to chat with you. Ananta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Good chatting with you, Ananta. Thank you.
Thank you,